Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Popular Irish potato diseases in Jamaica include Fusarium wilt, early and late blight, blackleg, and soft rot. Stay with us to find out more about how to mitigate diseases that affect the tuber and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjouy James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Increased rainy conditions are more than ideal for the flare-up of diseases that affect the Irish potato crop. But not to worry, there are ways to manage the crop pests that cause these diseases. Senior Plant Health and Food Safety Officer at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, Francine Webb, explains.
So we really want farmers now to be vigilant, increase their scouting activities to at least 2 to 3 times per week, to be looking out now for disease development. Because even with Irish potato, pressure from other pests such as broad mites is not going to be a problem because you're going to have a lot of them being washed off with just the rain.
Ms. Webb says there are two fungal pathogens that will thrive in rainy weather, late blight or early blight. The symptom that shows the presence of these pests is spots on the leaves of the tuber. Here are some measures you can put in place to safeguard your Irish potato crop.
Farmers to put on, as soon as the conditions are favorable, to use their systemic fungicides to protect the plants and to arrest any disease development that is there. Making sure that they're also adding a sticker so that the chemical can stick and spread on the leaves, and that they also spray both the leaves and the stems, because the stems will also be affected.
You can also protect your Irish potato crop with the use of plant pesticide.
Contact fungicide will only be on the surface of the plant. It will not be on the inside, so it will easily be washed away by the rain. Systemic fungicides are taken up by the plant and distributed even to areas that were not treated.
Senior Plant Health and Food Safety Officer at RADA, Francine Webb. For more information, call RADA toll-free at 1-888-275-7232. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. When you're bound, you must obey. Translation, when you are bound, you must obey. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Attention all real estate professionals. The Real Estate Board invites you to a public forum on continuing professional development. Join our main presenter, Mrs. Sandra Watson-Garrick, CEO of the Real Estate Board, on Thursday, September 7, 2017, at the Girl Guides Association, 2 Waterloo Road, Kingston 10, starting at 5:30 p.m. Admission is free. The Real Estate Board, working together to create safer, more comfortable living spaces.
If I cancel them, you off. Make sure you go get them down. That is how we are go trace them. Identify them, tag it and trace it. Prevent disease from spreading. Your health is worth defending. Tag it and trace it. You now have a thing for I tag them with pride. Help put the code even out the style. Tag it and trace it.
A message from the Agricultural Competitiveness Program of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, honor your commitments and fulfill your responsibilities. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjouy James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.